You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Friday, May 22nd, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, practicing social distancing, and ready for the weekend. Yeah, I don't know what you have planned, but I hope it's fantastic. I hope you get a chance to do whatever you want to do. I hope if you've been planning something, I hope it all goes according to plan, right? That's what I want for you. I know that I am planning on playing some golf, of course, in a socially distanced way. And look, I'll be honest with you. I love talking about the Dallas Cowboys, all right? But I also love golf. And earlier this week, SB Nation came to me and said, hey, you know, we're working on something for the match, obviously happening on Sunday between Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning, and said, you know, could you give us a blurb? Could you give us something, you know, about this? And I was like, are you serious right now? You want me to talk about golf in a professional capacity? Of course. That was pretty cool. So head on over to SBNation.com. I also, put it out on the socials if you want to check it out there, at RJ Ochoa on both Twitter and Instagram. And really enjoyed that. So hopefully you get to enjoy the match this weekend as well. But when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, goodness, Thursday was a day. Man, I mean, There have been days this particular offseason, right? There have been days where, and I'm speaking for myself, where I've woken up and I've thought, you know what? Let's do it. Let's dance. Let's argue. Let's talk about Dak. Let's talk about the deal, market rate, and, you know, Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like we've all kind of had the same arguments 1,000 times that, you know, it's like choreographed at this point. It's like, well, I can't wait for him to say this or for her to say that. And so I can come back with this. You know what I mean? It's like we're dancing. And then there are days where it's, man, we're really going to talk about this again. You know, we're going to go through this again, you know, and Thursday was kind of one of those days. And let's set the stage here. All right. So before we get into what caused everything to go awry, we know that the disagreement, the reported disagreement between Dak Prescott's team, his representation, and the Dallas Cowboys has centered around time, has centered around length, contract length, time associated with the deal that they are working on. Team Dak wants a 4-year deal. The Dallas Cowboys want a 5-year deal. That's it. That's the main disagreement. And I will say, Stephen Jones's comment on salary cap percentage did kind of complicate this a little bit, because that, you know, reinvoked money, you know, and obviously a percentage of a salary cap and et cetera. And so that kind of, you know, was not in line with everything we'd heard. But, you know, that kind of felt like a neither here nor there type thing, just kind of general speak for a pseudo general manager. But I digress. Anyway, the point is that the discussion has generally been, as my dog shakes himself off, he wants to be part of this too. The discussion has generally been about length of contract. All right. Now, Chris Sims, who does a lot of great work for Pro Football Talk and has a podcast himself, obviously former NFL quarterback, made the wrong decision, went to the University of Texas and not the actual, premier institute for education in the Lone Star State, Texas A&M University. Whoop! Anyway, Chris Sims this past week comes out, and by the way, Chris Sims last week was the person, maybe you saw the rumor, Chris Sims was the person who said that the Seattle Seahawks reportedly offered Russell Wilson to the Cleveland Browns for the number one overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft, just so you know what Chris Sims has been up to lately. Anyway, so after that, Chris Sims comes out and says and reports that, Dak and the Cowboys, when it comes to the hypothetical fifth year, that Team Dak wants that fifth year to be worth $45 million because he doesn't want that fifth year. And if you're going to give him that fifth year, it's got to be worth a lot for him to take it. And this didn't make a lot of sense, honestly. But when you, you know, you hear a report, you start to kind of think about it, you know, peel the onion back, peel the layers off, et cetera. And, you know, thinking about it, well, I mean, you know, $45 million at that point is not going to be a lot. And, you know, obviously, you know, if there is going to be a fifth year, there's going to be some concession made one way or another from somebody, et cetera. And so your mind's going a number of places. But at the end of the day, this report felt wonky. And so, man, people coming all over the place. And because of this specific detail, the aggregate, you know, news cycle turns it into, well, Dak Prescott's asking for $45 million a year. And it's just, that's where the fight starts with everybody. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. This is crazy. By the way, on the subject of Dak and quarterbacks and contracts, etc., I did record with Ali Trost, friend of the show, for Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. You can hear our conversation there on Saturday, tomorrow. We got into market rate and Dak and Pat Mahomes and everything. It was a lot of fun. This just was weird. And so everybody's talking about $45 million, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This got to the point that both Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport had to come out and say, you know what? That ain't true. All right. Both the Cowboys and Team Dak are saying that ain't true. In fact, Ian Rappaport flat out said that Chris Sims' report was wrong. And so that really squashed this. And, you know, an important point here, I thought, from My Sports Update, who, you know, aggregates a lot of NFL news, this really painted Dak in a bad light for a lot of people, right? It made him look greedy. Everybody saw just kind of that number, $45 million a year. Oh, Dak's crazy. That's crazy. Blah, blah. Right. And, you know, Dak is the one who has to pay the consequences for that, right? Like every, you know, you've likely got a friend or a family member that is now telling you, can you believe that Dak Prescott wants $45 million a year? Because while Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport can come out and tell us all that that report was baloney, all right, the reality is that some people are still going to think this. And so that idea is going to be perpetuated. And Chris Sims, at the time of this recording, at least about, you know, 6 p.m. on Thursday, has not come out and addressed it at all. So Chris Sims gets to throw this against a wall and Dak Prescott has to deal with the fallout. And a week from now, nobody will really care. And that's just, that sucks. You know, to be honest, that sucks a lot. It was a long day on the Dak front. There were some wild times. But, you know, I mentioned, what I wrote about the match on Sunday, right, over at SBNation.com. And I wrote that with Hector Diaz, friend of the show. And so Hector's great, does a lot of great work for us at SB Nation. And Hector wrote something on Dak Prescott, actually. And so I'm going to read the whole article. I don't do that a lot, but I'm going to read the whole article here. And just go with me for a second. You can read this for yourself again at SBNation.com. I retweeted it myself if you just want to go there to find it. It's also on our blog and the boys' social channels. But the article is titled, "Does Dak Prescott Really Deserve $45 Million? This is the whole article, all right? Yes. Dak Prescott deserves whatever he can get from the Dallas Cowboys. Pay him. That's it. That's it. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was well done from Hector. Great job indeed. But it was such a great job. You know, we were messaging afterwards. I said, dude, that was awesome, et cetera. We were having a good time. And I said, I need a soundbite from you, man. And I need you to elaborate some more. I need, you know, because we're going to talk about this, et cetera. And, you know, what do you got for me? He said, okay, I'll record something. I'll get it over to you. And so here is what Hector Diaz had to say on the Dak Prescott front.
Hey, Dak.
There you have it. Pay Dak. And look, Dak Prescott is, you can't put two people in the same room generally and have them agree on Dak Prescott. He is one of the best young quarterbacks in the National Football League. Pay him. How much should we pay him? What's market rate? Pay him that. Pay Dak Prescott. There have been several things, several subjects regarding the Dallas Cowboys that have been points of contention as of late, and Dak Prescott has obviously been at the forefront of those, his pending contract at least. But something that really just ruffled a lot of feathers was the jersey number that CeeDee Lamb chose or didn't choose, any one person looks at it. Now, here's the timeline of events on this. Man, yeah. I'm going through some bullet points here, all right? So the Dallas Cowboys drafted CeeDee Lamb in the first round of the 2020 NFL Draft. By the way, in case you forgot, the Dallas Cowboys drafted CeeDee Lamb. Hoo-wee. Pretty good times coming up for us. But anyway, so the Cowboys draft CeeDee Lamb on a Thursday, the third day. Shout out to Joseph Tribbiani. And so Thursday night, later that night, just about an hour, hour and a half after the Cowboys drafted him, not even that long, really, CeeDee Lamb joins 105 Through the Fan, the home of the Cowboys. And, you know, how excited are you, et cetera, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And CeeDee is asked what jersey number he's going to be wearing. And he says number 10, right? Oh, yeah, we're going to be bringing number 10 to Dallas, et cetera. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun and, you know, cool. And everybody is super pumped, right? And, you know, we, you know, talked about it a lot at Blogging the Boys. That was the night we dropped our Team 40 Burger shirts. If you want to buy one, you can. Shout out to Kelsey Charles, by the way, who was sharing hers on social media on Thursday. By the way, also, Kelsey and Meg Murray had John Mishota, as mentioned, on Girls Talking Boys. You can hear that episode later today. That is a fun conversation that I think you are going to enjoy. You can get your Team 40 Burger shirt. Hit up Kelsey. She'll show you how to do that. And anyway, so CeeDee says, I'm wearing number 10. Awesome. And after that, about an hour, hour and a half after CeeDee's comments, Jerry Jones in the Cowboys post-draft press conference after the first round says that he kind of wants CeeDee to wear number 88. He tells a story about a late teammate of his at the University of Arkansas and how he wore number 88 and how, you know, his last name was Lamb and Mr. Lamb wore number 88 and Jerry was very close with him, et cetera. And so he kind of wants CeeDee to wear number 88. And everybody starts wondering and starts talking, well, wait a minute. I mean, CeeDee says he's wearing number 10, but Jerry says 88. You know, what's going to happen? And then, you know, everybody's kind of in limbo on the subject. And, you know, everybody's refreshing, you know, NFLShop.com, et cetera. And then all the other jersey numbers come out, right? And, you know, well, CeeDee's not out, right? We know, you know, Trevon Diggs wearing number 31. And, you know, Reggie Robinson's wearing number 41, et cetera. And, you know, what's going on, et cetera. And finally, the shoe drops that CeeDee Lamb is going to be wearing number 88. And this is cool, right? I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of history associated with this number in the Dallas Cowboys, but there were some people upset because people felt, well, he wanted to wear number 10 and Jerry's just forcing number 88 on him, etc. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion on this. My goodness. I mean, Des Bryant jumped on Instagram TV and offered his thoughts and said he was happy for CeeDee. Michael Irvin jumped on ESPN and said he loves CeeDee and he was happy. And, you know, it's cool when, you know, young players wear 88 because it, you know, continues to remind the world of how great he, Michael Irvin, was, etc. And, you know, people really just, there were a lot of opinions on this. And so that dust has kind of settled. However, CeeDee himself was on 105 Through the Fan once again on Thursday. He was asked about this. He was asked if Jerry Jones pressured him in any way, shape, or form. And, well, here's what he had to say.
I had the option of picking 10 or 88, and then I picked 10. And then kind of going more in depth with the situation, just kind of understanding the tradition and then how much that number means to this organization, and then how much, like, of a foundation that number holds itself, and then the great legends before me and what they've done with that number is kind of like, why not keep the tradition going, you know? Obviously, they didn't retire the number for a reason, so just try to keep the legacy of 88 going in Dallas.
Now, Jerry didn't pressure you, did he? Do we need to push back on Jerry?
Oh, no, nah, not at all, not at all.
So there you have it. CeeDee Lamb says, you know, he originally chose 10, but then kind of thought about it. And again, there is obviously a lot of history associated with the number 88 and the Dallas Cowboys. And so, you know, whatever you want to believe, that's what CeeDee had to say himself. So CeeDee Lamb, number 88 in your playbooks, in your programs, whatever. I don't know what the cliche is. It's been a long day. Like I said, the Dak Prescott argument today was wild. All right. It was intense. It's, you know, like I said, some days are better than others. Thursday, there was about that 2 hour window that was not the most fun thing ever. But you know, it is what it is. Speaking of fun things though, we have had a fantastic time this week on the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. Earlier this week on the 750, myself and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas had on five-time Super Bowl champion Charles Haley. You can go back and listen to that conversation. Yesterday we had a brand new episode of Broadcasting the Boys with Ari Temkin and Roy White. They got into a variety of subjects, including Alden Smith's reinstatement by the National Football League. week. As I mentioned already, later today you can hear the newest episode of Girls Talking Boys with Kelsey and Meg and special guest John Mishota. We're pumping out a lot of podcasts for you, and we appreciate all of the feedback that we are getting. If you have not yet, make sure to subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. We know that everybody's different. Some people use Apple devices. Some people are Team Spotify. Some people use Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Whatever the case, wherever you are, you can find us. Just search for Blog and the Boys. Hit subscribe. If you have the time, give us a rating, write a review. Those things are very helpful. In the one podcast feed that is Blog and the Boys, you get access to all of our shows on Mondays and Fridays, Girls Talking Boys, on Tuesdays, the 750, Wednesdays, Talking the Star, and Thursdays, of course, Broadcasting the Boys. And every morning you get this show, The Ocho, to give you the latest headlines, latest news when it comes to all things America's team. So, yeah, that about does it for us this particular Friday. Maybe Papa Ocho will join us next week. We'll see what happens there. But hey, do me a favor, all right? And I don't ask you for a lot, but do me a favor, all right? Have the absolute best Friday of all time. I'm talking the best Friday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.